Grand Canyon Unified secured federal grants to cover most of the $6.5 million price tag, and the state will pay for the rest. But getting agreements to run the cable nearly 70 miles across national park, national forest, state, and private land has delayed the process, leading the district to seek an extension on those grants. District Assistant Superintendent Matt Yost says getting reliable high-speed internet would be a game-changer for the rural district.
We spend a lot of time with pens and paper. Classes could be moving into the 21st century. Payroll could still be done during the week rather than on a weekend or sending someone home to use their own Wi-Fi. I don't know if I'd get across how difficult it is at the Grand Canyon.
Yost says grant extensions and land use deals must happen before the contractor can run the fiber cable to the school. He hopes the whole process will be complete this time next year. For KNAU, I'm Zach Ziegler.